Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganze OG just making a video about abusive children. Well, let's go. Yes, it's very bad when adults abuse children, but what happens when the tables are turned? Oh yes, here's a couple of children that abuse an adult. Oh yes, you want to see? Well, let's see. Yes, this article is from the New York Compost. It says, kids of Oregon Senator Ron Wyden drove assistant to suicide. Yes, fun times, huh? With sexually explicit behavior. From children? How sexually explicit can kids get? Well, I don't know. I guess we're going to find out in a little bit, right? Homophobic slurs. Oh, that's fucking cool. Now I like these kids. Oh, and they're doing a lawsuit? Ooh, well, let's see what Kathleen Bonilello. It sounds like buñuelo. Yeah, if you don't know what a buñuelo is, that's a Mexican pastry, I guess. It's a flour tortilla with cinnamon sugar, deep fried. It's actually pretty tasty. We make it for Christmas. Oh, yes. Yum, yum, yum. Anyways, let's continue with this slur thingy, right? The children of U.S. Senator Ron Wyden, Democrat, Oregon, fucking Democrats, relentlessly tormented their mom's personal assistant, judging him to commit suicide, an explosive lawsuit claimed. Oh yes, this guy killed himself because he was dealing with little fucking monsters. And yes, and they were children of Democrats. Dun dun dun, shocker. Brandon O'Brien, 35, worked for the senator's wife, Nancy Bass Wyden, owner of Manhattan's famed Stranded Bookstore, from June of 2022 to September of 2024, and was frequently tasked with caring for the couple's young kids, including driving them to school in New York City and watching them during trips to Disney World. Gee, if this cocksucker's from Oregon, why the fuck is he in New York City? Yeah, man. Sounds weird. Shouldn't this cocksucker live over there in fucking Oregon, not in New York City? What the fuck is this shit about? But I guess when you're in politics, you could do whatever the fuck you want because that makes you a pseudo-royalty or something like that, I guess. Well, let's continue. The disturbing behavior began in September of 2022 when the couple's then 10-year-old daughter, women, yep, in a horn train, I bet, alleged exposed herself to O'Brien, making sexually explicit comments and asking about his intimate life during school drop-offs. O'Brien's husband, Tomlin Meltzels, alleged in court papers he filed against Bass Wyden and her company, Bass Real Estate LLC. God damn it, this little girl was fucking torching this little homosexual. Yeah, this little girl would show her pussy and saying, you see this? This is something you don't like. Yeah, she shows you that little hairless beaver. Yes, I bet it was a little boy doing this thing. This little homo would be going, yeah. But like it's a little girl, you would, ew, yucky. But mom, whose family founded the East Village Bookshop nearly a century ago, alleged did nothing about the behavior, Meltzels counted. Oh, fuck yeah. And it says, meanwhile, the Wyden's teenage son berated O'Brien with homophobic slurs, such as faggot. Oh, yeah, fucking awesome. And Z-kitten. Oh, throw some German shit in there too, right? Awesome. And the boy said his football team would rape him, the suit claimed. Yeah, but this guy's a homosexual, so that's not an insult. That would be like heaven on earth, right? Disneyland for him, right? He's riding the ride of young penis. Yay! But instead of that, he's riding in hell with Stan. Or is that Satan? I don't know. Anyways, let's continue. The boy allegedly threw things at O'Brien. Fuck yeah, perro. And the mom once maced her son to restrain him, but immediately maced Mr. O'Brien, according to Manhattan Supreme Court papers. What the fuck? How the hell are you gonna mace your son so you could protect a homo? Yeah, I would have just maced a homo and just start laughing with my son. That's just me because I'm a fucking asshole. And again, why the fuck are you living in Manhattan if these people should be in fucking Oregon? Huh? I guess the only Oregon is they're playing is with fucking the homo's fucking penis, right? No, they were just torturing him. Enjoy. The lawsuit is baseless and deeply misguided and riddled with false accusations, a past real estate spokesman said in a statement. It appears to be continued effort to deflect attention from O'Brien's own serious misconduct, including a documented pattern of theft from those he once worked for. Oh, so now they're saying this guy killed himself and has nothing to do with that, huh? So he's a klepto. So that's why he deserves to die. Okay. Well, he's gay, so I don't care. That's one less homo in the world. That's just my opinion. But remember, these are for entertainment purposes only, and this is just my delusion, so don't shoot me, bro. Yes, don't hang me. Because, whatever. Do what you want to do. If you can't, do it. If you can't, you can't. Anyways, let's continue. When O'Brien finally quit in frustration on September 30th, 2024, Bass Whedon, 64, filed a report with the NYPD the next day, accusing him of $650,000 in credit card and other thefts, authorities said. Oh yes, so now you're trying to get this guy for being a fucking klepto. Well, now you don't have to worry about it because now he's dead, right? Enough said. Bass Whedon allegedly hired a private investigator to probe into Mr. O'Brien's personal life and business dealings, according to court papers. By January, the prominent businesswoman spread false rumors to industry contacts and his professional colleagues, leaving O'Brien distraught. Yeah, she made this guy commit himself suicide because it made him go insane. Yes, these people are very awesome people, don't you think? Fucking awesome. Anyways, let's continue. Brian committed suicide on May 26th. What a fucking loser. Nothing has been lost, right? Just saying. Maltesos announced his husband's death in emotional online post. Well, it is his man, so I don't know if he was pushing the shit in or he was pushing this dude's shit in. But yeah, he's still your mate, so you're still gonna feel butthurt, right? More the way than one, right? Anyways. It is... Oh, I gotta do it in homo voice, right? It is in... Oh, shit. Well, let me... Hold on. Let me pause this for a little bit and let me work on my homo voice. Hold on. Okay, guys. I think I got it now. Hold on. Let me try. Ready? Anyways, let's go.
It is with my shattered heart that I announce my beloved husband died by suicide. He wrote...
Oh, yeah. What do you think about that? Did I nail it? Let's see. Let's try it again.
Brandon worked as an executive assistant and made every space better with his quiet grace and unwavering loyalty. My butthole is going to miss his penis so much. I am completely heartbroken without him and his penis.
Well, what do you think, fellas? Was that good or did I miss the mark? Anyways, let's continue. Authorities dropped the theft case after the suicide. Lawyers for Maltesos insisted the accusation was false. Is it? Is it really? Well, I don't know. This thing's about a fucking homo that killed himself, not about his thievery. Anyways, the allegations against the senator's wife are shocking, disturbing, and cruel. What about the children? The children were the ones that made this little motherfucker kill himself, but guess nothing's gonna happen to the kids, right? Oh well. No person should ever be subject to this level of harassment, much less in the workplace, Maltesos attorney Eric Baum, Jew, and Raina Lubin, maybe a Jew, I don't know, said in a statement. Okay, whatever. Ron Wyden, 76, is a twice married father of five who was elected to the House in 1981. The progressive Democrat, fucking loser, who has slammed President Trump over the Jeffrey Epstein scandal, even though your daughter did a little scandal thing with this homo, Doge stabbing cuts and immigration, became a senator in 1996. Yeah, this guy didn't do shit. Just made his fucking kids into little creeps, which I enjoy. Yes, corruption, especially children, is so delicious, isn't it? Yes, that's what these fucking Democrats want anyways. And this guy's just perpetuating. Yes, throw your children to the fucking fodder. Enjoy. He married Bass Whedon, 12 years his junior, in 2005. The couple has three kids in addition to Ron Wyden's two adult children from his first marriage. Yes, I'm guessing this little girl in the green dress was the one that showed the homosexual her pussy. Yeah, so you see that little 10-year-old fucking Public record shows the senator and his wife have a home in Portland, but social media shows Bess Whiting appear to be in the Big Apple frequently to attend her family's 98-year-old business. Yeah, and I bet she finally fucked it up by doing this shit. Now her business is gonna go down the toilet. And if it does happen, she got what she deserved. Enjoy. The senator's older son, hedge fund investor Adam Whiting, publicly broke with his tax-the-rich dad in 2021 over the Biden administration's plan to tax capital gains. Well, yeah, it makes sense. You're fucking with your son's fucking money, and daddy wants to be doing bullshit, so he's saying, fuck you, dad. Yes, I know how he feels. I say the same thing about my father. He's a fucking piece of shit. That's my opinion, of course. Well, anyways, let's continue. Why does he hate us, the American dream, so much? Reality is, most legislators have never built anything. That is so true. They're fucking losers in my opinion, but we still vote for these faggots. Why? Why? I don't know, but let's continue. So I guess it's easier to mindlessly and haphazardly try to tear stuff down, the younger Whiting wrote on his dad's on X. It's Twitter. Fuck X. In response to an exchange between the senator and Elon Musk. Elon Musk, he's a fucking loser too, but he's a faggot for different reasons. Just saying. Yes, fellas, so all this thing does all kinds of shit, but you shouldn't kill yourself. Either way, I know there's people that really fuck with you and you do some fucked up things. Yeah, even down there is a suicide prevention hotline. I doubted that would work, but yeah, take it from me, don't kill yourself, because there's so many things out there to live for. Yeah, things could change. Yeah, if I didn't, I could have killed myself a long time ago. I didn't. I thought about it so many times. Yes, because of a fucking chick. Yes, my first fucking girlfriend. Well, I thought in my brain she was my girlfriend. She was just a fucking bitch that just fucked with me. Yes, Gonzo G almost died. Yes. But she was the one that almost killed me. The one that killed me was a later bitch. But anyways, that's a story for another day. You guys kick ass. Don't let these evil creatures get under your skin, because they will fuck you over. Look at this homo. Now he's dead and buried. Okay? So be better than that. Just saying. Well, goodbye.
I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. I don